Have you heard of the Bereans? According to the Apostle Paul, they were noble-minded because they neither accepted nor rejected his message until they had first checked it against the scriptures to see if it was really true. Welcome to Truth Matters with Sean Finnegan. Our aim here at Truth Matters is to be as the Bereans each week by interviewing guest speakers and investigating topics, testing them against the scriptures to discover truth and shed falsehood. And now, here is your host, Sean Finnegan.
Good morning and welcome to Truth Matters. I'm your host, Sean Finnegan, and for the next half hour, I will be speaking with Alex Hall of London about early church history and the shift that occurred from Jewish monotheism. Alex is a regular speaker at theological conferences and has done research into a series of volumes called The History of Dogma by Adolf Harnack, a 20th century noted church historian. Harnack's first volume focuses on the history of theology in the very early days within the first century. And so we're very excited to have Alex with us on the show today. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi, Sean.
So I was wondering at the top of the show, would it be possible for you to talk a bit about why you're even interested in church history, especially this early church history? I imagine many of our fellow Christians are not interested in church history. What got your attention in this subject in the first place?
Many people have the conviction that the Reformation, which took place, you know, the Protestants leaving the Roman Catholic Church, was incomplete, it was unfinished. There wasn't a complete Reformation, and that something more radical was needed, a more radical Reformation, if you like. And so what fascinated me about Harnack is the work that he did in trying to retrace the historical process which had led to the development of dogma from the very earliest New Testament faith, the faith of the first believers of Jesus, as documented in the New Testament documents, and to try and work out how it was that Christianity eventually became at the Council of Nicaea, and then subsequently through the development of, you know, the Roman Catholic Church.
So what we're looking at then is this idea that the church has been partially reformed.
Yes.
As
yes.
of the 16th century reformers and the work they've done.
Yes.
And the question is, well, what was the church like if we were going to take a restorationist point of view and say, well, what was the first century church like, or what was the second century church like? That would be a question that would peer beyond all the history and right to the sort of source of the matter. So what did you find when you started looking into this stuff?
Well, first of all, just a quick word about Adolf Harnack. He was a German professor of theology who lived between 1851 and 1931 and spent the years between 1886 and 1898 writing a history of dogma. And this really was his conviction that by stripping back the historical process through which dogma had come to build up, you'd be able to get back to this pristine, primitive, but not in a negative sense. You know, when we talk about the primitive Christian sense, it is understood in a very positive connotation because it's taken us back to the original faith of Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
And there's a common saying, isn't there, that those who do not know history are condemned to repeat it.
Yes, yes, that is true. Yep.
And so really, he was saying, let's try and understand the history so that we can begin to filter out some of these things which came along and which weren't necessarily a part of the original Christianity. And so we believe that the Protestant reformers did a very great job in many of the stands that they made. And obviously their cry was sola scriptura, wasn't it?
Right, you know, right.
Scripture only. But Adolf Harnack felt that maybe they brought certain things with them from Catholicism which needed to be more thoroughly re-examined.
Right. You can't fix everything at once, right?
I mean, exactly. We're looking at a process.
Yeah.
And it's probably a process that many of the listeners can relate to, where we're all coming from different places and God deals with us through time. And as he shows us more, gradually our understanding changes, increases. And so this is really what, you know, his book takes us on a journey through this development of dogma and helps us to understand it a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So shall I just launch into it, Sean?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. As we go through, he sort of begins to look at some of the statements made about Jesus in the earliest of the Church Fathers. Obviously, Church Fathers is a term which not everyone would be comfortable with. Jesus had called no man on earth father.
Uh-huh.
But it's a common terminology, so I'm going to use it. I don't necessarily agree with it myself.
Right, but what you're talking about is the early Christian writings after the New Testament was written.
Yeah, the very earliest writings just after the New Testament. So these people are not apostles. They're not inspired.
They give us an idea of what people thought about Christ at this time.
Yes, yes. And through tracing through their writings, we can trace the development of what Christianity was to become.
Okay.
You know, it eventually became.